country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Ontario country artist Dawson Raines is my guest today. In 2010, he released his debut CD, Enjoy the Ride, produced by Jason Berry, and it features the top 20 Canadian hit, If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful. Then in November of last year, that song went number one in Australia. And Dawson had the chance to perform at the British Country Music Awards in the UK recently. There's a lot to catch up on and some great songs to hear as well on the show. My pleasure to welcome back to In the Country, Dawson Raines. Hey, Dawson.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. And as you were saying when we were off the air, it's a big time for smiles for you these days.
Yeah, I'm smiling a lot. That's sure. It's nice to see things panning out and kind of working out around the world here. So, I mean, I can't do anything but smile right now. It's good timing.
So let's talk first about the number one in Australia back just in November of last year for If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful.
Yeah, it was something that obviously we're very happy about. And I say I talk about my team and my camp, but, you know, to watch it climb and we kind of took notice of it. You know, obviously it started on one of their major charts and it was nice that we got on a chart over there. And then, you know, as time went by, my UK publicist, Cameron Tilbury, kind of kept giving the updates to us. And, you know, next thing you know, you're at, you know, the 40s, the 30s, you jump into the 20s, and it just keeps going. And, you know, you're watching all these names that I love as a fan of music, like Keith Urban and, you know, Brad Paisley and Toby Keith, and you're going by these guys. So it was like, wow, it's not too shabby. We're going to keep watching this, and we'll see where it ends up. And while I was over in the UK, got the notice right there from my publicist. I was with him that you just went number one in Australia, and I couldn't believe it. I was obviously very happy, very surprised, but very ecstatic at the same time that I actually, you know, had my first number one and a great place to have it in Australia, that's for sure.
And without a guy like Cameron Tilbury, as you say, your publicist over there, this wouldn't be possible. So to have him on your team to get that that accomplishment is quite something.
Yeah, I mean, and it started right away with my publicist here, Deborah Wood. You know, I call her Debbie, but she sent the song over when I first started with her, and then Cameron came on board, got on top of everything immediately. You know, fell in love with the music, and we got to talk, and he wanted to be a part of it. So then he kind of took the reins, no pun intended, to the other side of the globe, and really focused on the UK, Europe, Japan, and Australia for us, and. He's been doing nothing but great things, and yeah, it was a lot of his hard work after the fact that Debbie sent it there, and then him just really bearing down and getting the song out to radios, you know, all over Europe, like I said, and in Australia, and the next thing we knew, like, again, I was all over Australia, like every station seemed to be playing me, and it was amazing to see that happen and not being down there at all, which is what a lot of people are surprised at. You know, you must have been down there touring and whatnot. And no, I haven't. You know, we're planning on getting down there for sure. You know, we talked about it last year and it just got too busy, but it's definitely on the table to get down there and do a little mini tour and go support, you know, the interest that is in me down there.
Now, you did do a bit of a tour. I guess it was a radio tour over in the UK. Tell us about that.
Yeah, UK has been great too. I mean, it's probably my biggest market in the sense of you know, number of sales for CDs and singles and whatnot off iTunes and through my site at the time being without distribution around the world. But they as well have just completely welcomed me. Radio has been great. The BBC, as most people know, you know, you hear that title, is pretty big in TV, but also in radio. And one of the big guys over there, his name is Bob Harris. Kind of like the they call him the guru or the god of country music. If he loves you, you know, that's a good sign. And we were lucky enough that he got a hold of Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful and opened his big radio show with it. And then the other radio stations over there is very unique. They listen to a lot of what's happening through his BBC Two station, and they get the information or at least the song. And then a lot of them came to Cam to get in touch with him, to get in touch with me. And it just is like that whole, you know, you told two friends and so on and so on. It just, the radio opened up. And next thing I know, they were asking me to come over and be a part of the British Country Music Awards, and I was more than happy to.
Yeah, you actually performed on the award show. Was this a televised show?
No, over not this time. They're definitely ramping up to get it bigger and better, but it is their national award show that they get together. You know, it's a fairly big gala, but not quite to the level of North America yet. But it's something that they're working towards. But the all the top people that you want to meet or see are definitely there, and it's like between no different than here, I should say, like with the producers and managers and radio personalities, TVs, promoters, like everyone's there, and then the fans are there as well.
That's pretty exciting. Now, another exciting thing, and it's pretty brand new, is DawsonRaines.com. You've had a website before, of course, but you've got it revamped. Looks really good. I was checking it out this week.
Yeah, no, thanks. We are, I guess the more recent reason why that has been revamped, I signed on with Hummel Entertainment, my manager, in the fall as well, right after the CCMAs. Her name's Catherine Hummel, and she takes care of Hey Romeo, another great up here in Canada.
Yeah.
And she and I have, you know, we really put a plan in place and, you know, what we want to see coming in 2011. And the first thing was almost like a relaunch is what we talked about with everything that was happening in the fall, just kind of having a new look, get the website up to par, and very lucky, you know, it's all about contacts and, you know, and friendships and relationships, and Ashley Harms, who designed my website, actually took care of Doc Walker's award-winning site, so I was very fortunate that Catherine knew him, and he had to get on board with it as well, so the new site was like the new launch of Dawson Reigns, I guess, in 2011, so...
Nice. Yeah, it looks great. I'll encourage our listeners to head there, DawsonRaines.com, and check out all the new features and catch up on the latest news. So your style is what I wanted to ask you. Your style of music, of course, it is country, but do you have a certain way of labeling it? I mean, some people are country rock, country pop. There's different forms of it. How do you see yourself as a performer?
Well, it's tough to really name it properly, because when I first started, you know, I thought I was, okay, I'm going to be Southern Rock. Well, I'm nowhere near what true Southern Rock is, like the Marshall Tuckers of the world. If people know who that band is, they're really like a Southern, you know, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama route. So they have their own sound. And what's been mainly happening is just more of they keep coming out with like the country rock is what it stays at instead of Southern Rock. So I am a country guy. I love country music, but I do have my rock influences and my background, and my band is, you know, when you have two double lead guitars, the first thing people think of is rock, but I'm doing this with country. So, you know, I guess I just stick to telling people I'm country rock, and it seems to fit.
Now, do you have a preference, and it probably depends on the mood that you're in, but to do the up-tempo songs or the great ballads, and your new single is a beautiful song. We're going to hear that a bit later in the show, but is there one style you like a little better than the other?
It's kind of funny, because, you know, coming out last year and talking with a lot of different interviewers about what I like and where I came from, and being a rock guy, I was a big power ballad guy. I love the power ballads, but... when it comes to performing, as much as I still like them, I love the upbeat. I really like getting, you know, that energy going and having it come back from the fans, and that's probably where I see most of my writing going forward. In a lot of the CDs, it'll be more heavy of the up-tempo beat songs, and there'll still be the, you know, at least two decent ballads, because, you know, they're great storytelling songs.
Sure.
And you can get really great music in there, which we're really happy with this new single. It's very full, and Jason did a great job with it. So there'll always be time for the ballads, but I definitely want to have a lot more up-tempos for the shows. I really enjoy that part.
And it must be great at this point, because people know your music. When they're out at the concerts, they're either singing along or dancing along, but they're familiar with it, so they can get into it a lot quicker.
Yeah, no, for sure. When I went out to the CCMAs, I did a charity event up in Drayton Valley, it was amazing, because I haven't gone out west until that time, and we're still get back to do a Western swing tour, and it was my first chance to play my music live out there, and I had, I guess it was a room about 250, 300 people for this charity event, and I'm looking at them sing along with my music, and I couldn't believe it. Like, you know, I'm glad, obviously, like, you know, the singles, it'd be understood,
yeah.
Like, you know, the singles are getting played, but they're singing along with other tracks, so it's like, okay, these are my true fans, and they are out here, and Aretha Styles, the DJ and promoter, music director out in Drayton Valley, and she's been great support. And, you know, she was like, this is what's going on out here. You may have not known this, but, you know, you've got a great fan base and you got to get out west kind of thing. And, you know, I realized that then. And it, again, there's a lot of things in the works for this year, but it was really, really neat to see that happening.
That's great. Let's turn to the CD. Of course, it's called Enjoy the Ride. And the first single, which we talked about before, which did great in Canada, number one in Australia, If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful. Can you remind us the writers on it, Dawson, and maybe something else about the song, and then we'll spin it for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I'm really happy to talk about the writers. They're pretty much what have given me, you know, this great opportunity around the world. The song, Ken Johnson, Warren Sellers, and a Canadian guy, actually, Daryl Burgess, which I didn't know that at the time when I grabbed the song, but I found out since, you know, a great Canadian writer is doing well down in Nashville. So those guys wrote a great song. You know, it jumped off the page right away when I saw it and, you know, loved to make it mine. And again, Jason, I can't keep saying enough how much he what he did for the CD to make it come alive. So it's one of those songs. It's up-tempo. It's a lot of fun. You know, guys, I've had a lot of comments. Well, yeah, I've had that girl, or, you know, my girlfriend's just like that. And that's what you want. You want that reaction. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm still enjoying playing it live just as much as the first time I heard it.
This is Dawson Rains, and If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful, here on In the Country.
Tight and honey don't tan makes a man hypervent. Say goodbye to his good sense. Little white lightning in a jar. Yeah, she's the one dancing on the bar, and I hear those words the whole night through.
Man, is she really here with you?
That honky tonk woman.
Derby car, she smashes on the weekend. She's a double black diamond daredevil. Yeah, she's a curvaceous rebel, bringing hearts and twisting metal just as easy as she's breathing.
Bungee jumping.
There's Dawson Rains, If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful, from his CD, Enjoy the Ride. And, yeah, Dawson, the song is so catchy, the lyrics, the melody, everything about it, and the production on it really stands out, too.
Yeah, it was when this song actually, I think we talked maybe before about it, wasn't supposed to be a single when I first started cutting it, but Jason just started doing what he does so well, and the players, you know, the top guys here in Canada that we were lucky enough to have play on it just knocked out of the ballpark, and at the end of the day, it's like, this has to go out first. And, you know, couldn't have been more happy with that decision and or how it turned out.
Yeah, it turned out great. You sing it well, and all those other elements are there. It's just got a hit song, and it's one of those you can listen to again and again, and it just stays just as fresh. Wanted to get an update on you on the songwriting front, Dawson. Last time we talked, you were mentioning all these great writers in Nashville that you've had a chance to hook up with, and I think that was almost a year ago, so you've probably done a ton of writing since then. Can you let us know what the latest?
Yeah, it's kind of been the common theme, I guess, for any artist after a year. You know, you're starting to get ready for the next CD, or at least, you know, where it's going to stand. And it's funny that, you know, talking about the writers on that song, Ken Johnson and Warren Sellers, for that matter, have become really good friends. But Ken and I have really buckled down together as a main co-writing tandem. Ken's pretty much the next it guy to Nashville. Like, he's got cuts all over the place with some big names like Josh Thompson and Craig Morgan and other guys looking at him. And I'm very fortunate. Like I said, you know, I cut the song, got to meet him, become friends, and we've been writing pretty hard now for probably about 4 or 5 months. And we've also got another Canadian guy involved. His name's AJ Goodwin, and he's super talented. And the three of us are really, really trying to get the material together to get ready for a second CD. So it's been a lot of fun. It's that next stage that I was talking about once before, I think, with you, that, you know, first it was great getting great songs for a debut CD. Now it's about writing great songs for, you know, the follow-up CD that I can really call it my own even more so.
Right. So you're going to aim to have all the songs be ones that you've had a hand in writing?
We're going to try to. I mean, the one thing Ken keeps telling me, which is, you know, in a Southern Alabama way, which I can't, you know, mock completely, but it's that whole, you know, if it's a good song, you don't pass on it, is all he tells me. Like,
right.
You can say you want to write all 10, but if, you know, two or three of yours don't match up to these other two or three that you find that are hits, you got to be humble enough or at least smart enough to say, okay, these are on and my three or our three are off. So I'm getting a lot of good education and guidance from him as well. So we'll see how many, you know, I'm shooting for at least, I would want 5. I think we have that already with what we've been writing, but we'll see what happens when we finally get into the situation where we know we're going to start producing and where that's going to be done.
And for those listening who are aspiring songwriters or are songwriters who are working away at it, where do you get your ideas from? Is it when you're driving? Is it early or late in the day? And once you have those ideas, you take them to the writing session and flesh them out at that point?
Yeah, I think it pretty much comes at any time. Like, I don't, for myself anyways, like, there's not a time of the day that maybe jumps out as much as maybe a time of the day that I'm motivated to actually sit down and write, if that makes sense. Like, you know, it could be driving, it could be watching TV, you know, it could be sleeping, you wake up and you have an idea. You know, if you're going to write on your own completely, yeah, you know, you write as much as you can, but I'm very heavy on the collaboration, especially with Ken, again, like I was saying. So for me, it's make sure the idea is there, make sure the story is there, at least where you want to go. It could even just be a title, you know, or one line, and when you get together,
right,
you just say, okay, here's what I thought of, or, you know, here's the little phrase I keep kind of putting together, can we make something with this? And you know, it's not that you're trying to make stuff up. It's just what comes to you and you go with it. And some of it works great. Some of it doesn't. And the funniest thing, one of the songs that I really, really liked, the title that I had before, like, you know, this is what I want to write about. So we start writing. And the next thing you know, we've written a completely different song. The concept might have been there, but definitely not the title. And you just go with it. You know, it's very organic. And you just got to let it flow and see what comes out at the end.
That's the thing. You never know when you start the process whether, like you said, that original title is going to stay. You could end up going in a totally different direction, but that's what springboards it. But it's such an exciting journey because the end result is not something you know you're going to get to.
No, exactly. And again, the learning process as a new writer with an established writer like Ken, it's like if you can keep an open mind, and I guess this goes for anybody that wants to write, just don't be so focused or pigeonholed on an idea. Because if you are, that's when you're sitting there tapping the pen on the pad or you're typing, I mean, on the laptop, which you use mostly nowadays for writing.
Right.
You're just trying to get through it and you can't. And you just, if you stay so, you know, regimented in what you, this is what I'm writing today. It's a ballad. It's about, you know, love. It's got this song title or this theme. You might be there for, you know, 2 hours. So you just got to kind of go with it. And if it's not working, you know, move away from it or at least change with it. So it's been fun. It's been a great learning experience over the last 6 months or so writing heavy.
That is great, and great advice for writers to stay flexible to different ideas that come along. Now, the brand new single, Someone Watching Over Me, showcases your ballad side, softer side, and it's a real beautiful song. Can you tell us about the writers, Dawson, and anything else about the song?
Yeah, I mean, it's another bunch of good writers from the area, obviously down in Nashville, and the one name that jumps out a lot is Tim Kerr, I would say Kerr, and he's probably the most known of the three that are on there, and the other two, honestly, I have to be honest, you know, they've done great work, but Tim's been around, and he's kind of been the one that, you know, people see the song, they go, oh, he wrote this. So again, right. As a new guy, I didn't go picking songs because of the names, I went because of the sound, the feel, the story, and you know, I guess I was lucky enough or felt enough that I'm hitting some really great writers that, you know, have done well and they get it and they know how to tell a great story. And this song is definitely no different. I mean, it meant a lot to me and it definitely hit home for me and, you know, how I grew up, not maybe to the extent in some of the verses, but, you know, living that kind of out of control life from time to time, we all may have done, and just feeling that there was somebody watching over you or kind of guiding you, and that could be anything. You know, I've always said it's not that it has to be the higher power we all believe in, or it could be, you know, a passing of a grandparent, you know, a mother, father, whatnot, and it just really, really grabbed me. And when it came off, again, the production floor with what Jason did and his wife, actually, Melissa, who's an amazing violinist and fiddle player, put the strings on that song. It just sent chills through both of us, and we're like, you know, this is a great ballad. So, yeah, we're happy with it.
That's great. Well, we'll share it now. It's the brand new single at Country Radio. It's one you can request. And it's Dawson Raines, Someone Watching Over Me, here on In the Country. Brand new single from Dawson Raines, taken from his Enjoy the Ride CD. It's called Someone Watching Over Me. I think that's going to do great at radio. It's a really pretty ballad and a lot of meaning in the words.
Yeah, no, it's Debbie, we were talking about it, you know, what time was it? And I'm like, oh, what do you mean? She goes, well, three up-tempo songs, time for a ballad. So we took the one that we thought was, you know, again, like you said, sound-wise meaning, and this one jumped off, off three that we were looking at. And it has been doing well. It's been received for the first 2 weeks it's been out. So I'm very happy that, you know, my first ballot's, you know, obviously being liked, which is good, and we're happy about that. So hopefully
that's great.
You know, my fans that are used to the up-tempo are liking the ballot side of it too.
Yeah, it's always good to hear an artist go and do something a little different. In that case, like you said, you got the up-tempos. Now they can hear a different side of you. And I understand you are in the process of working on a video for the song.
Yeah, we've been waiting and trying to get this out for obviously the first three singles. So it's just all timing in this industry, and we're lucky enough to have got started on this one, and we're hoping to get it wrapped up as soon as possible within the next month and get it out to everybody and let them see a little bit of me on video and put a little story to it as well. So we're excited about it. The process is, you know, going along as well as we hoped, and now it's just about finalizing everything and getting it out to everyone.
Nice. Dawson, if you could record a song with another artist, and I'll open it up. Sometimes I'll ask about a duet, a female partner, but if you could record a special song with a male artist or female and from any genre, is there any artist that comes to mind that you'd like to do that kind of a song with?
Well, it's funny you ask because, you know, everybody's always asked me, you know, who would you like to perform with just in general? And I've always said Joe Elliott because I'm a big Def Leppard. That was my background. So that's who I'd love to perform with. But now the writing that we've been doing and really looking at things, and it's kind of funny that Jason Aldean just did one with Kelly Clarkson, but Natalie Maines,
right.
She is a firecracker. I've loved her since Dixie Chicks came out. So when we've been writing, you know, we're looking at trying to write a duet, and that's definitely the person I would love to do a duet with, and who knows, we might even try to approach her and see if she's interested, because I love her sound, I love her voice, I love the way she just is, and that would be just a great, great time to do something with her, and she's got a little bit of rock in her as well, so I think it would work out really nicely.
Yeah, Natalie Maines from the Dixie Chicks, great choice. What about pitching songs? I'm not sure if you've pitched too many at this point, but do you have a dream artist that would be really cool for you to have them sing one of your songs on an album?
Well, actually, I haven't done any pitching yet, but it kind of almost happened right off the bat with my debut CD, Raise 'Em Up, which was the one co-write I did have on there with Ken and Warren from If Crazy Wasn't So Beautiful. We cut that one day in Nashville, I guess it almost 2 years ago now, and Warren had a contact at Sony at the time, and Montgomery Gentry got their hands on it. And I love Montgomery Gentry. Like, those guys, I would love to tour with them, play open for them. You know, I'd do anything to be on that bus with those guys because they're just a party bunch. And we found out, I think within 2 weeks after we wrote it, they put it on hold for their CD that was coming up. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, this is how easy it is. You write a song and a big group picks it up right away. But, you know, like so many other writers, it got to the end and it got dropped. But for me, I think that's what really got me going on that as much as I want to write for me, it was very exciting to know that another artist, and especially of their caliber, were interested in a song that I had a part of. So, you know, going forward here, again, talking with Ken, we've written a lot, and there's going to be some that other people might want that maybe it'll sound better with them, or we just don't have room for it, and you got to put it out there, and you never know. So that's just the side of the business I've learned, that it's a big part of it to give up your songs or, like you said, pitch them and make it part of your whole career. So I'm looking forward to that too.
Awesome. Well, Dawson, it's been a pleasure once again having you on the show. DawsonRaines.com is the site our listeners can head to. They can purchase Enjoy the Ride from there. And it's been great having you on and listening to the songs, and wish you all the best in the months ahead.
Well, I appreciate you having me back. It's always a lot of fun talking with you, and definitely want to let everybody know that you can also get me on iTunes, which has been very good for me, you can go grab the songs or the whole CD, and please come and join my fan page on Facebook. I get back to everybody. So I love having new friends come on there. So thanks again, Dave.
Perfect. Awesome. Thanks again, Dawson. And thank you to Debbie Wood as well for setting things up. My guest has been Dawson Raines. I'm Dave Woods. And that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by.